We have a new project coming up. It's actually an early morning broadcast on both WROL and WECE. I'm not sure the exact time of which I suppose I should, but I haven't got the details worked out with the station yet. But we will be heard on WROL and WECE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And we'll be speaking directly to the people who work overnight. This was actually something that I've always wanted to do. And it won't be live, at least not right away. I would love to be able to do a live overnight radio show. And I would just love to be able to do one. I've done overnight radio. It's a really great experience. But I would really love to do a live overnight radio show. Unfortunately, I can't, unless maybe if I broadcast from here and then broadcast someplace over in Europe someplace. But I have to work during the day. But it will be offered at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, totally separate from this program. And it will be about consecrating your day, because either they're beginning their day or later on they'll start their day. The people will be listening. Consecrating your day to the Lord and working as servants of the Lord. So we'll be talking all about that. We opened up a prayer email specifically for that, which you can find at catholicaudiomedia.com. All coming out of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on this program. At 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Monday, and so Monday we play my homily from over the weekend. This is from the 4 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish this past weekend, talking about the commandments to love God and love neighbor. There was a well-known evangelical preacher based in the South who did not like Catholicism. I don't think he was against Catholics as people, but he didn't like our faith. He said that it was a system of salvation, and he didn't like that. His point reflects a misunderstanding of what we truly believe. To say we see in the gospel the two commandments on which the ten are based. If we want to understand the ten, we need to first understand these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, many people focus on the word commandment. This is what I must do to be saved, or this is what I mustn't do to be saved. However, the operative word there is love. Now, I'm going to ask you a question to reflect on during the week. How do you know how to love God if you do not know the experience of being loved by God? If you focus on the word commandment and not on the word love, you will try to do what God says without the experience of knowing God. If you focus on the word love, you will have no need to comprehend the word commandment, because it will follow that you live the commandment automatically, because you are trying to love. However, you cannot love God if you do not know the love of God. So that is the first step. In the first letter of John, there's an important explanation about this love, because he says it's not that we love God, it's that God loved us first. So if we want to know how to love God, we must first know the love of God. We must first know that God loves us and experience that love. And we can't do that if we're trying hard to work to earn his love and by trying to do the right thing. Further, we cannot claim we love God if we're disobeying him. We are disobeying him because we do not love him as he calls us to love him. So we need to experience his love first. Now, how do we do that if we have not done so? It's to pray and ask the Lord to show us his love in our lives. That's why prayer obviously is so important. Do you not need to show others that you love them? The flowers at the right time, the well-cooked meal at another, the little words, the gifts. If we need to show others in little ways that we love them, and we need them to show us that they love us, do we not need the same thing from God, even as we try to show God our love for him? St. Thomas Aquinas says that every law aims at establishing friendship, either person to person or person to God. If we do not understand that, then we may blindly follow the law because they're the law. That is when we focus on the word commandment and not on the word love. One of the greatest ways to learn to be open to God's love is to be thankful for all his gifts. Let me give you an example. People are often looking for the signs of God's existence, and they look for them in powerful miracles. However, they do not see the miracles that happen every day. How many of you have ever experienced, I'm sure all of you, any kind of physical wound from a paper cut to a third degree burn? How often have you seen the wound heal? We take that for granted, but you can you actually tell me that's not a miracle? It's a natural process, we know, but we didn't invent it. It's part of the construct of our biology. Can you tell me that is not something for which to be thankful of? Do you thank God for your meals? I don't mean saying the rote grace, which is perfectly acceptable too. Bless us, the Lord, for these thy gifts, which you're about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. But you can also say another one right from the heart. Grace quietly in your mind as you begin to eat your meal. Thank you, Lord, for this food. I do my own cooking, and I still remember to say this. I may love the food I cooked, but I only cooked it. God provided the raw materials. But don't stop there. Ask the Lord to show you his love for you. You need to understand how to love him, and that's how you begin. Remember, this is about a relationship. Just as God calls you to love him, you need to experience his love for you. Otherwise, how are you going to learn to love him? What was the fight between the Pharisees and Jesus about? The Pharisees followed the rules, and Jesus commanded that they act in love. They follow the rules without love, and if you read the Gospels carefully, you will notice that they grow harder and harder in their hearts. Christ tried to lead them to understand the law and the prophets, but they couldn't. We're in the midst of the election season, and we learn that many people have a profound dislike for Christians and especially Catholics. Why? Because they don't see love, they see commands. They don't understand the commands because they don't know the love. I always like to try to bring up the Archbishop, not our own, who wrote about the need to live lives of virtue, and in his entire column, not one word of prayer. Not one word. Two other bishops celebrated his column saying, yes, people have to learn to live virtuous lives. Neither of them commented that there was not one word about prayer. That is focusing on the word command and not on the word love. If you focus on the word love, you will follow the command. You will also live a virtuous life because you learn virtue helps you to give and receive love better. So back to the question I asked earlier. How you know how to love God? How do you know how to love God if you do not know the experience of being loved by God? The answer is the difference between seeing our faith as a relationship with Christ or a system. It was the latter idea that the evangelical preacher hated. It is the former idea that we're called to live.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alton, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com.
With the November election on the horizon, we all need to critically examine the information we read and share. Your friends and family may share your views, but we all need to challenge ourselves to break out of our bubbles. Look at a variety of news sources to see if the claim being reported is accurate, while always staying alert to misinformation. We tend to lean into what feels right and ignore what doesn't. Be receptive to news that may challenge your assumptions. Voting depends on you. Democracy depends on us.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. And of course, before the break, you heard my homily from this past weekend, and actually it was the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Alton, Massachusetts. And the focus was, of course, experiencing the love of God so that we can understand how to love God. And, you know, it's so important because if you look at how often when you see anyone who is in a relationship with another person, how much just saying that action of, you know, whatever it could be, just some kind of thing the other person does just to say to the person, I care about you. Maybe it's bringing flowers. Maybe it's bringing candy. Maybe it's cooking a meal, whatever the case may be. That's always there, that person saying, I care about you in one way or the other. Well, we need that from God as well. And that's, of course, what my homily was about. We need God to say, you know what, I care about you. And sometimes we need to reach out to the Lord and say, do you care about me? And yes, expect an answer. So that's a really important part of what it means to be a person of faith. And you know, I see that so often. I've dealt with so many people who think that really they have to work hard to show God that they love him. And I call those, do you remember the Starkist Tuna? Do you remember Starkist Tuna had Charlie Tuna? I used a homily on this. And the way it was Charlie was always trying to show that Starkist that he had good taste. And they said, no, they're not looking for tunas with good taste. They're looking for tunas that taste good. Well, it's the same thing. You know, people trying to say, I need to show God that I love him. But you have to say, yes, but you've got to allow God to show you that he loves you. And it's important for us to pray for that, to say, Lord, show me that you love me. Show me, you know, especially if you're going through a really difficult time. Maybe you're going through a very stressful period. Maybe you're going through a severe depression, especially during this time. Maybe something is going on that's difficult for you. But ultimately, what is our call? Our call is to be united with Christ. And so we need to know that love of God because we need to experience it from human beings. So therefore, we need to experience it from God as well. Well, just a reminder, we're going to start a new program. This one is going to stay. So you'll still be hearing us at 3:00 in the afternoon and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. But we're going to start a new program, which you can hear through the radio show. You can also hear it through the iHeartMedia app. As Pastor Basil Yardis was explaining to me, you can hear it through Alexa. Everything else, 3:00 in the morning and midnight. It's called St. Anthony Parish Overnight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.